from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My boy Mookie just hit me up. That's Matt Moore for you common folk who works with United, does video. The match, Mike, we'll be live streamed.
Yes.
Wait,
yes.
I did not know this.
So here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do.
It's an answered prayer.
Hey, here's what we're going to do. You, me, and I want you to bring Jason Longshore into this, Dylan. We're going to set up at one of our houses with a Yeti full of beer, Jason, and we are going to sit there and do our version of commentary. And here's what I want. Jason,
I didn't know this was going to be televised.
Jason,
no one
Jason,
told me.
What I want from you, is Mike and I are going to play the role.
So
it takes two people to fill the shoes of Mike Conti. So that's how good he is on the call. So Mike and I are going to play that role, and I want you to just be yourself. And I want you to tell me how what Tiffany is going to do to Abe Gordon at one point in the match is not a felony assault.
Abe Gordon had a chance to win the match last year. Game is on his right foot. Blew it.
Oh, no.
Blew it.
Oh, no.
There's no sugarcoating it, I guess. Jason Longshore joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Of course, you know him as the United color analyst and host of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. So we're happy to have you join us briefly, Jason. I did not know that this was going to be streamed, so I'm going to talk to some people about this. More importantly, though, Atlanta United snapping that winless streak with the win over Inter Miami. Jason, was this the team? How did this come together? Was this the team feeling the pressure of this winless streak? Like, what was working for them?
I think it's actually the opposite. You know, like you go into that game and you're the underdog, which Atlanta United isn't the underdog very often, even during the streak. So it takes some of that pressure off. I think there were games during the streak, especially at home, where players looked like they were, I don't know, like weighed down by the pressure and the streak. And you'd get either playing too fast and rushing things, or like not making decisions quickly enough and just never in sync. And this one, you know, they just played. And I think more importantly, and this is the craziest thing about this game, and you know how this goes, like you can do everything right and not find the goal that changes the game. In this game, you get the goals. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is you just have to put the ball in the back of the net. The chances were there before. Shots were there. They just weren't scoring, and one mistake and game over. Here, Sava Ljubičanica with two goals from outside the 18, which they don't take a ton of shots from outside the 18. And you get those goals and you get the lead, and you maintain it. when Lionel Messi scores, this is the first time in a club match, happened at the World Cup in 2022, but in a club match, this is the first time that he scored a goal and his team has lost since 21, since he was in Spain playing for Barcelona. Like, it doesn't happen.
Well, Jason, I've been chastised all morning for calling this a monumental win. You know, a lot of people don't like that word. But I'm going to continue to use it. I think it was a monumental win. It was one of the biggest upsets in club history, like you and Mike were saying last night. But to your point, a couple guys getting to play together on the back end that haven't been able to do that in a couple of months. And, you know, aside from Yorgos Giakoumakis, I don't think – not only were you healthy last night, but everybody really, including Saba and you know, Tiare and all those guys, really playing up to the expectations we had for them 2 months ago. So I guess the question is, can you capitalize on this moving forward and start kind of making a run up the table?
Yeah, because you're getting healthy. And I mean, you nailed it. Like, when you get Steon Gregerson and Derek Williams back together, and you got to give Luis Brahm a ton of credit, too. I think he's playing to get his way back into the Peruvian national team for Copa America, and I thought he was maybe his best game in an Atlanta United uniform last night. But Gregerson and Williams just give you something different. That's why they were your starting center backs to start the year. They've only conceded 3 goals all season when those two have been on the field together. And Gregerson especially just brings you a different kind of attitude. And having him and TRA, and look, Yorgos is going to be the guy when he's healthy, but Jamal TRA was pressing Miami for 2 guys last night. He's running and chasing everything down, and Gregerson just has that intimidating factor. I thought they were both great. And that stuff, it's contagious. When you start to get some of those guys in your group, everybody starts to play in that manner.
Jason, you still with us?
I am.
Oh, there we go. All right, just checking. All right, unfortunately, we do have to go, but we appreciate you calling us after an incredible win. By
a monumental, Tiff. It was monumental.
Yeah. I actually prayed on Jason a little bit last night, knowing how good of a human being he is and how much he loves talking about the United. I mean, literally, as the gun blew, I go, hey, man, you want to come on more at 8:40? And Jason's he's like, yeah, man, let's do it. Let's go. And I was like,
I know you got to fly back from Miami,
I'm sorry, Jason. I wasn't trying to do you dirty, I swear.
No, man, it's good to talk something positive about what's going on. And like, look, it was a big win. We don't have many upset wins in Atlanta United history because they're just not the underdog very often. This is a giant win and hopefully the start of something special this summer.
Hopefully so. We appreciate you joining us, Jason.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, y'all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.